You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! You are starting to know me, my friend. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. You minus the 2 a.m. part, you basically had the rest of it down pretty cold. Good job on you.
Well, and by the way, the whole, like, and you're right, because as I'm doing the promo yesterday after the game, I'm like, yeah, you know, I wonder if you found a taco shop. Why would you wonder if he found a taco shop?
I did.
He found a taco shop. The question is, which taco shop did he go to?
Well, I can't tell you which one it was. I can tell you where it was.
Okay. See if I could. Yeah. Now, this is near camp. So you were at Sandy?
It's not near campus. It's more by the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I thought the only thing I had envisioned in my head is you said you're going to go to the San Diego State game.
I did.
Saturday with your daughter.
Great time.
Okay. San Diego State wins the Mountain West.
They
had lost a game before, so they clinched the Mountain West.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, okay, well, if this is the same Travis as Sliwa was back in 2002, then he rushes the court, even though they're supposed to win.
Only
14 people rushed the court. I was one of them.
Okay.
And then you would just go hard all night and end up at either Albert Tacos or Rosendo's or Los Panchos. One of those three around the campus.
It was none of those because it wasn't near campus. So do you want the story now of how it all went down?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, so I go down to San Diego for my daughter's sorority weekend, like a dad's weekend, right?
Yeah.
But because there weren't a ton of dads that went, it kind of morphed into like a parents kind of weekend situation. So there were some moms around as well. Kelly really kind of gets me. Like, she knows what I like and what I kind of don't like. So she was reluctant to take me to some of the things that she knew that would not be my cup of tea. And I said to her, Kel, I'll do whatever you want. Like, if you want to do it, I want to do it with you.
Yep.
Like, let's go do it. So I get down on Saturday, you know, early afternoon. And I said, what do you want to do? She's like, well, let's go get something to eat and go for a walk. Like, sounds awesome.
Yeah, that works.
That's perfect. So we do that. We get a bunch of different little apps. We had fish tacos. We had wings. We had a charcuterie board. Had a couple of drinks. It was fantastic. Went on a nice long walk. Had a great time. Checked into my hotel, which was more downtown than it was by campus.
Okay.
So
it's
anyway,
not too far. Probably like 10-15 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yep.
It's a piece of cake. So anyway, then we go to the basketball game. And we have a great time at the game. Matching shirts. I'll show you my picture. I'm in a red shirt sleeve. Red is not your guy's color. It's
why?
Because I look like the Kool-Aid guy. Maybe that has something to do with it.
He's an Aztec, everybody. He's an Aztec.
Oh, it wasn't that I wouldn't wear the school colors.
I know. It was.
I literally look like the Kool-Aid man. Like I'm gonna come through the door like, oh yeah, right. I'm not doing that. So anyway, put it on. We have a great time at the basketball game.
Yep.
So the game ends, and it's 9, give or take.
Yeah.
You know? And so we go back to her apartment, and I won't go too far into the weeds here. There is a friend of my family. I'm very close with the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And his son also goes to San Diego State, and he's the son is blowing up Kelly's phone, bring Travis to the fraternity house.
Okay. Oh, no.
And like, bring him. Like, we want to see him.
Okay.
I'm 51 years old.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to the fraternity house. Kelly.
I thought you were
going
to say you put a tank top on and you were out. Let's go.
So we go back to Kelly's apartment and she's like, well, he really wants you to come. I'm like, Kel, I'm touched that he wants me to come. I think that's really cool that he would like me to be there.
But I ain't going.
I'm not going to a fraternity party at 50 years old. I'll be the biggest creep in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. But you could beat them all in a chugging contest, right?
That's what Kelly said.
Okay,
Kelly's like, no, you need to go and put some of these people in their place. I'm like,
Frank,
I'm not doing it. And she showed me pictures of these dads doing keg stands. I'm like, not in a million years. not in a million
because
years.
Because the red shirt would
that.
Come up.
Yeah.
You're right about
that. You don't want to show
funny.
That off.
That's yes
pretty funny.
To all of that.
Can you clip the shirt to your underwear?
I'll tie it like a Daisy Duke with a little knot in the back.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure she would love that.
So we're sitting in her apartment, and I can tell she desperately wants to go to this party.
Mm.
right? But she also, equal parts, does not want me to go with her, as you can understand.
Sure.
She is a college student who is supposed to be at college parties. I am her father, and I am not.
Yeah, that makes sense. That all adds up. That all adds up.
So I basically said, Kel, look, I'm going to take this off your plate. Go to the party. I'll see you tomorrow morning. And she couldn't say, that sounds great, fast enough. Great. Sounds good.
We're putting it anyway.
Sounds good.
We'll see you, Dad. What? What did you say?
Exactly that. So I go back to my hotel.
Yep.
Right? And she goes to she has a volleyball tournament the next morning. So I'm going to see her the next morning. We have a good time. So I go back to my hotel. I have a drink. Call it a night. You know, I'm asleep by 11. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Watch Sports Center, crashed.
Were there Fernando documentaries with his time in San Diego?
See, they don't have the Dodger channel.
I know they don't, but that's what I'm saying. What if there's Fernando documentaries in the brief time that he was rocking a Padre jersey?
No,
nothing there.
I flipped through the whole reel a couple of times looking for something, struck out completely. Anyway, I go to bed. I hadn't been drinking much all day, right? So I wake up at 6:30 in the morning. I'm wide awake, ready to go. And her volleyball tournament starts at 8. So I'm like, this is perfect. So I Google Starbucks near me, find one, drive to it. As I'm driving there, there's this teeny tiny little taco shack right across the street from the Starbucks. And it's by the old sports arena. It's down in that neighborhood.
So Rosecrans area.
Yeah, Rosecrans, right. Yep. So right down there. And I'm like, I'm going there. As I pull in, there's like 5 cars in the drive-thru. I'm like, I'm in the right spot.
Yeah, that's a good sign. That early in the morning, sure.
100%. Go through there, get a breakfast burrito the size of a shoebox.
Come on, bro.
Okay, it was.
Come on, man.
It was to the point where I couldn't hold it in one hand because it would flop over. That's how much stuff was in it. Like you had to hold it right in the middle, or else the top would tip over like
you had
a Jenga tower.
Get out of your car, set it up on top of the car.
It was too big to eat with one hand and drive. So I had to wait till I got to the gym, and then I took care. I don't know the name. It's right across from the Starbucks on Rosecrans there. And it was
I wouldn't know good. Right out the gate, but I know obviously the area you're talking about.
It was
about
terrific.
I have some questions, Travis.
Yes.
So
that's great.
It was awesome.
That is great.
From taking my dad to the same like sorority functions.
With no intention of eating a burrito. There's a full small child right there.
So we did something similar where we go to a UVA baseball game and we have breakfast and we do all that good stuff. So the first year, my parents were kind of like not as social. By the fourth year, they're making friends. They're hanging out with people that aren't even my friends, parents or whatever. So what do you talk about with the other dads that are there?
Well, I had very limited
inflation
time. You're not super far off, okay? Take a guess. Yeah. You're in the ballpark. Yeah. What do you think the first thing that comes up when you get a bunch of dads together on a college campus?
Cost of campus?
Bam.
Cost of university?
Cost of school.
Yeah. You Republican or Democrat?
Well, no, it's like, well, yeah, they have a good time. It's all on our dime, huh? It's like, well, yeah.
Did you throw in, man, we really, all that water from the rain we could have used.
Did that come
into play?
The weather absolutely came up because it was kind of cold, especially by San Diego standards. So it was, man, they sure got nice stuff here. Of course, why wouldn't they? You see those bills that come every month? So it was that plus the weather. Those were the
Love
two
it.
Things that we talked about. And then I'm kind of elbowing Kelly.
Don't tell me there's still a drought. Am I right?
100%. Yeah. So I'm kind of giving Kelly this one, like, hey, can we go to our seats? I'm done talking with these guys. I kind of want
to
go.
Do
have
they have something for you guys to eat, something for you guys to like congregate around, or is it just kind of like here and then go there?
They did that on Saturday morning. Okay. Susan went to that. I was at Michael's baseball game, so we kind of split the defense on that one. And Susan was underwhelmed by the spread. She goes,
no.
I also want
to. Susan should have went to that taco shop. That's where she should have.
Susan wouldn't have been in my car going through the drive-thru at that taco shop. She would have been like morally opposed to me going through a place like that. Mm. Like these are the best places. I don't want to go through
that's
there.
Great.
She does not eat like that.
And let's pretend we're in an alternate universe where you did choose to go to this frat party.
Yeah.
What would you be in your move as a 51-year-old entering? Like they ask, oh, who do you know here? Like,
what I would have done is said, you need to ask around because I've been requested to be here.
Okay.
Would have been my opening line.
What's the price on the books now? Tell you what I was paying.
What are you guys majoring in? No,
a beer pong, you got a Keystone Light.
I would have had a beer or two and then very quickly shuffled off. But I did not want to.
In college, I didn't want to be at the San Diego State fraternity parties.
Right. I did not want to cramp the girl's style, so I just decided to keep
it. It's a good story.
It was
like
a
that.
Terrific, terrific weekend. I got to spend a ton of time with her. I can't.
You're basically a San Diego.
I found a new cocktail, too, Slee, that okay. I can tell you about. I took a picture of it, took a picture of the recipe on the menu, and I'm going to try to recreate. This is what I do. I try to recreate things that I like at home, ordered two different new types of liquor that I do not have in my bar at home. So this is exciting.
What if you went to the frat house and it's like just super, everybody's dressed up nice. People are asking, what kind of cocktail would you like, sir? It's just
comes in a perfectly chilled glass and a nice little cocktail napkin.
Somebody at the bar just making you a fresh martini.
That's a party I would have been into.
By the way, not once a year a frat house can't do something like that?
They should. Kind of turn it up. Little tuxedo night or something like that. Oh,
I mean, my sorority, they essentially did some really nice stuff, like a fraternity parties. They sometimes had dressed up stuff.
This was
San Diego State doesn't
dirty.
Exactly like
this
that.
Is
Santa Barbara and San Diego State don't exactly tie into that.
Little keg stand is like a classy event as opposed to just doing
hold
God
his
knows
knees.
What else.
We have class here.
I say this with no shade. Yeah. Just a perfect, just an observation, nothing more. Went to the game, right? Yeah. San Diego State's 18th, I want to say. Ranked 18th in the country?
Yeah, I think they dropped a game last week. So they're probably 20th now, something like that.
They're in the top 20.
Didn't feel like it.
Oh.
No.
My goodness. And this is not directed at the Aztecs, mm-hmm. who they look good. They got a bunch of the seniors. College basketball sucks. Mm. It sucks.
Yeah, but I don't like that excuse for San Diego State.
A good team and a bad team.
But it wasn't that the game wasn't competitive because it wasn't. They got a big lead early and it never really got close. But it's just, it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
Nobody shoots particularly well. Yep. The game isn't exciting. It's kind of plotting
up
and
down. Did Dutcher stop the offense with 6 minutes left to go, trying to hold on to the lead so he could lose another tournament game?
Wyoming went like on a 3-2 run. And he called timeout. He did. And I'm looking around, and there's a whole bunch of
things.
Can
you combine two timeouts into one long one? We really
got
to talk.
I got another question for you.
Yeah.
What's up with your alma mater letting dogs into the arena?
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Not service dogs?
Not a service dog.
Not service dog in an indoor arena?
Hold on. I'm pulling the picture up right now. I'll show you this as well.
It's like Rookie and I are getting season tickets.
Well, only if you're going to carry him in a baby Bjorn, because that's what was going on.
Don't do that.
I'll show you. I got pictures. And the guy was very happy to tell me everything about it. So we got that. Plus, Lakers win yesterday. Good win. Yeah. AD, terrific. Still no D'Angelo. Lakers are tied for 10th. When was the last time we got to say that?
They still won't
put
them above the line.
Well, because they've lost to the Jazz.
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just amazing that we can't get over the line. It
could happen as soon as tomorrow night. Could happen as soon as tomorrow night. That's all coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm not kidding.
That's pretty good.
It was a big burrito, Slee. Probably a half a dozen eggs in that thing.
This is the
literally.
Beauty with Southern California. You can't go a mile and a half without passing a taco shop.
No.
You can't.
They're everywhere.
I mean, wherever.
And they're all good. That's the other thing.
Go from L.A., drive down to San Diego. Before I even get on the freeway, I pass 9 taco shops. I mean, everywhere you go, that's where they are. So
that's my issue with my friend who's visiting. She's like, yeah, I just like don't really like tacos. And I was like, okay, so where are we going to eat?
Delete her from your phone and keep it moving. Just
okay.
Look, we've all made mistakes with our relationships. Just, it's nice knowing you, but we're done here.
Yeah, and I still would love to see.
I was trying to think of something. That's it. It's over.
I would love to see the keg stand, Travis. I need to see the keg stand at some point because now it's in my mind and I need to see it at some point.
Well, we got a couple of tweets here. Mello writes, now I'm going to be thinking of Travis, the Kool-Aid man, all day long. That's what I did. Look, I showed you the picture.
You're much meaner to yourself.
There's a little
than
Kool-Aid
really
man vibe.
No, there
in
isn't.
That picture.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Here I am having to defend you.
Have you ever seen me wear? Look, what's my? I got a sweater on today.
You go dark.
It's navy blue.
You usually go dark.
I wear black, navy blue, gray, occasionally something a little lighter blue. This is red, like a fire engine. I look ridiculous. Matthew Pelosi says, I believe Trav was wearing his red keg sitting shirt. It wasn't of the standing variety. Yeah, that, okay. It's the opposite, but yes. same idea, but right. The opposite. And then one more, Dan Peralta says, the way that Trav talks about Kelly versus how you talk about the boys, she's definitely
completely
owning the
different.
Top spot of the Roger
completely
Kidd
different.
Power
completely
rankings.
Different.
It's
it
different.
Was, it was, it, and it is different, you're right, in the sense
she's
that...
She's got her stuff together.
Yes. That is the number one reason.
Well, and what she said, the way you described where she was trying to accommodate...
She gets me.
...to you. And I think it's she gets you, but I think it's also her just probably... She will try to kind of think of what does the other person want.
Yes.
Like if it's not just you, right? She's thinking of others. Bobby and Michael is a little bit different right now.
They think about in this order, themselves. End of list. By the way, that's exactly how I was until I was maybe 30. It takes a while.
That was awesome.
To kind of have that get out of you.
Sure.
That was really good.
Yeah, no, she's on top of the rankings, but they're all doing pretty good right now. It's all good. Breaking news, right? Breaking news on 710 is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. It is official. Former Raiders quarterback Derek Carr is now Saints quarterback Derek Carr. 4 years, $150 million with $100 million guaranteed. That is per the rap sheet and Mike Garofolo. Carr will receive $70 million effectively, fully guaranteed, $60 million at signing, another $10 million in year three, vesting after year one. Derek Carr has been a
what
average NFL quarterback, right? Is that fair? Average? Maybe
yeah.
Slightly below
no,
average?
I think average is a great compliment to Derek Carr.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to knock Derek Carr. What?
$150 million, Al. Derek Carr to the Saints.
It's all you got to be is just a freaking average quarterback in the league, and you're getting 100 before anything even happens. That's amazing. That's incredible. And the funny thing is, what does that do? Does that, like, you look at that deal, and I got nothing against Derek Carr. If he goes and has success with the Saints, awesome.
Well, tell me as a Raider fan how you feel about him getting the money.
Yeah. It's good somebody else went and paid him. So you could leave it that way. But I will say that, do you read any of that and it says to you, oh, watch out for the Saints?
Exactly right. Al, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Damn.
That's one of those... The Saints just spent $100 million guaranteed. So let's take the $150 off the table. Mm-hmm. $100 million on Derek Carr. Are the Saints a team that you sweat at all?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Not at all. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders or Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, do you sweat either one of those two teams? Yep.
Yep. That's
sure do.
That's a lot more interesting.
Sure do.
Yeah.
And this is I think this is not just an NFL thing. This mm-hmm. is all pro sports. The NBA, Major League Baseball. Just because you need something doesn't mean you have to pay top dollar for it. Right? I get it. The Saints needed a quarterback. That Taysom Hill and Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston were not the answers to their problems.
Yeah.
Neither is Derek Carr. Mm. Now I guess $25 million in the grand scheme of things in the NFL is kind of the average price of an NFL quarterback, but I don't want to go spend a ton of money.
Average price for an average quarterback.
I guess, yeah. But where did we get? What do we do? How do you sell this to your fans? I don't understand what that is. And if I'm the Raiders, I'm feeling a lot better about my future. I don't know if Jarrett Stidham is my quarterback coming mm-hmm. into the season. I don't know if you jump into the pool and try to get Rodgers a deal done there, if there's yep. something else, but at least I have flexibility. I'm not locked in to somebody who's proven to be average with very little ways out.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, this is the one beauty about the NFL. 14 teams now get in the playoffs. You can basically say 7 new teams are going to get in next year. I don't know if the Saints feel like they're a Derek Carr away from being in a playoff spot. Maybe they are. It's just when I read that and you look at the details, you look at the team that he's going to, none of it's like, oh, wow, watch out for the Saints. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we can be sitting here six, 7 months from now and the Saints football season starts. They're playing some good football.
Maybe we're wrong. It wouldn't be the first time that either one of us are wrong about something like this. But wouldn't there have been at some point where you're looking at Derek Carr going, that guy's really good? Have you ever looked at Derek Carr and thought, that guy's really good? There's been times where you thought he's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But
or
really,
he had a great game.
That's anybody. Baker Mayfield's had great games.
Yep.
He's not a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. You've had great games, but that's the part that I worry about as a football fan. If I were a Raider fan for a long time, like, is he the reason we stink? No. Would we be better with a better guy? Yeah, probably.
He's also going to play for Dennis Allen. He's not going to play for Sean Payton and the Saints. He's going to play for again, we did this kind of this morning, like, oh, where's the NFC going to look next year? We were like, yeah, take away NFC South. No one right now is a threat. Even with Derek Carr.
We were kind of talking about the Rams, because the Rams are obviously looking to either trade Leonard Floyd or they're just going to cut him. We know that Bobby Wagner got released. Jalen Ramsey's got 1 foot out the door. Mm-hmm. And Allen Robinson, as of this morning, has asked to be traded. And the Rams are like, yeah, cool. We'll see what we can come up with. You look for NFC playoff spots, which the Rams did not have one of them. The Saints aren't one of those teams that you're thinking about being in your way. They're not on the list. And they just spent $100 million on a quarterback that you know exactly what it is. Let's try... quick phone call here. Studio City and Paul. Paul, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Paul?
Guys, thanks for taking the call. And I respect your guys' opinions. I do. I disagree with you on the Derek Carr assessment simply because, look, I'm a Broncos fan, so I'm doing this out of respect to what the opponent has been for a long time now. And I've always felt like Derek Carr's never gotten a good shake in Oakland and then Las Vegas because, I mean, yes, last year you could say he had weapons, but... you know, Darren Waller doesn't stay healthy. And let's not forget that not too much credit or blame on the individual. These are team sports. You have to have a good coaching staff. He had like six different offensive coordinators in a row in his career, five. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's never had a stable offensive coordinating team. Now he has a new head coach with McDaniels. Now he has a new head coach in New Orleans. Hopefully he gets the weapons he deserves because it always looks like from the other side that Derek is definitely capable. I think he's above average. I just think average isn't a fair shake for Derek. That's why he's getting paid that money. You are what you're worth. I mean, he got that money. I'd say the Saints obviously think he's above average. So I disagree with you guys respectfully, but,
You got it, Paul.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I think that will be a great test for him, too, and it's not like the NFC South has 12-win teams there.
No, if they win 10, you probably win the division.
They could make the playoffs, but be a bad team.
They could win the division and be a bad team. That's not out of the ordinary.
Right? Tampa just did that.
8-9 they were.
Yeah, they're not a good. I agree with what you're saying, Paul, about that you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. He's worth $100 million because that's what he's worth.
Yeah.
The market determined that's what he's worth. That's fine. But the other part that he's saying, well, you need some help. Yeah, you do. You absolutely need weapons. You need a good coach. You need some stability. You need an organization that can put you in a position to have success. He's been in the league a long time, right? Mm. That when you look at these things, he's had some of these things at other points of time where you could evaluate him fairly, I think. The most important thing you have in an NFL team is your head coach. If you got a good coach, you're off to a pretty good start. The second most important thing is the quarterback. Beyond that, we can argue, you know, offensive line, weapons, whatever.
Yeah.
If you have Derek Carr, if you gave Derek Carr Sean McVay, are you sweating him? Maybe a little more than you are with Dennis Allen, but I saw with my own eyes last year, Slee, against the Rams. He was dreadful. And I'm not just talking about one game. There are multiple moments where you're like, this is just not good enough.
Or Raiders how many times did the Raiders find a way to lose a game they should have won? Where they're a drive away from saying, hey, this game is out of reach. If we just close this out, we can do it right now. There were a lot of games where Carr wasn't able to do that.
All right, Lakers yesterday get a nice win against Golden State. And when was the last time we could say this? The Lakers, I'd like to do it on Monday mornings, right? Yep. Where are they? Well, they're tied for 10th. They're technically in 11th because Utah has the season series against them right now. Mm-hmm. But they have the same record as the team in 10th place. They're basically tied for 6th at this point. Like everybody from 6th through about 12 is within a game or two apart from one another. They're catching a break. They got the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow without Ja Morant. That's a nice little break. Clippers are going the wrong way. Dallas can't seem to quite figure it out. We've been talking all season long about how they can't get into the top 10. if this week breaks right for them, and it could, they could be in sixth place by the time we walk in here next Monday morning. They could also be in 13th. You know, that's, I mean, it all comes together, but we'll get to all of this. But seeing Anthony Davis last night, he was terrific. No qualifiers beyond. He was terrific. He was great. They're playing hard. Like, they look like they can win a handful of games. And I don't know the last time we said that, where it feels like never mind playing, but beyond playing is not just a, yeah, I know it can, but it might.
So it's kind of funny, and you bring up the Mavs and the Clippers. I still think that those two teams they'll find a way to finish 7-8 or maybe in front of one of those. Minnesota's won a few games in a row
now.
The
Clippers are in the play-in right now.
Well, by the way, they're not just in the play-in. They had to come back from 15-16 down against Memphis yesterday without Ja Morant.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell's going on with the Clippers, but I will
try
to embrace it and enjoy it while I can. I didn't enjoy the fourth quarter. They gave up 51 points in the third yesterday to a no Ja Morant.
A Morantless Grizzlies.
And no Dylan Brooks because he got a 16 technical. The Lakers stuff, it's kind of funny. I'm not as shocked that they're sitting here. When Bron went out, we obviously all knew, okay, that go get one of those top six spots, the likelihood of that happening was probably done. I think what has stood out to me, by the way, still no D'Angelo and still no idea when D'Angelo is coming back. That's still such a key piece.
That's kind of worrisome.
That is worrisome. I agree with you. You know, it was about a week ago he was, I think, questionable going into one of these games coming up against the, I think it was against Dallas or after the Dallas game. Two things happened over the weekend. They split the games against Minnesota and the Golden State Warriors. One thing was consistent, one thing wasn't. I'll tell you why. They won one of those games, they lost one of those games, and probably determines where the Lakers are going to be in the standings just based off of that. We'll do all that coming up next. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You have Twitter open in front of you right now, Al? You should retweet that Ohtani one-need home run. Hey, for those of you that haven't seen it yet this morning, you need to go find it. I'll try to tweet it out, too, that Ohtani hit a home run off one knee.
Just ridiculous.
In WBC, practice games, practice, whatever it is. It's and then just, ridiculous.
And then just kind of started trotting around the bases like, what's the big deal, guys? Why are you guys making a big deal out of this?
Why is Chris saying that me doing what I did this weekend is on brand? I am my own brand. I'm a father. I'm a dad. I like to do fun things, but I also am very much in my adult lane. Like, I can't, if I were, not that I would want to be 30 with a kid in college, that would be aggressive, but like at 30, you can maybe kind of pull it off. I'm 51 years old. No, I would have stuck out like a sore thumb. I can't do that.
No, you're fine. You did the game plan of going to the hotel, grabbing a drink, waking up in the morning, going to get a breakfast burrito. That fits.
You guys talking more better about the burrito is the most on-brand thing about it all, though. It's like, we have all of that funny,
very
but
important.
No, the burrito,
it's very,
the tacos
very
do.
Important. The burrito is very important.
So So here's the text that was coming to Kelly, right? Mm-hmm. Or actually Snapchat. And it says, is Trav coming to, I'm not going to give up the fraternity house because I don't want to put anybody in trouble.
Okay.
And it says, or out at all because it would be lit.
Sure.
Emily, would it be lit if I showed up at a fraternity house on a Saturday night?
So back in college, it was kind of fun to have fun parents come out.
But that's not my deal. I'm not the fun parent.
I mean, clearly,
but that might even make it The fact that you don't want to go, I think they would have a. I think they'd have a good time.
Yeah, especially if you had ESPN on too. Like, oh, bro, works for ESPN.
Not doing that. What if I? Because today, just
you should walk in with the podcast, just like. Do you guys have this on your phone?
We'll have them play on the speaker.
I don't know. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my outfit for today. But I have on a pair of khakis, a golf shirt, and a blue V-neck sweater. Like roll into a fraternity party dressed like that.
If that's not San Diego State brand at midnight on a Saturday, I don't know what it is.
You're an Aztec. I can't speak to this. Yeah. But when did people stop showering? When is that? When does that become like the standard go out uniform for males in college? Like every guy, the girls look nice. They were dressed, their hair done, makeup on, like clean clothes. You know, the girls look like they were getting ready to go interact with other people.
Yeah,
the boys look like they'd fall asleep in a dumpster and woke up and went to the basketball.
Yeah, they just don't care. That's like that's what makes them so cool. Is like they don't even put deodorant on.
Did wake up in a dumpster?
But it like dude, that flannel shirt you have on hasn't been through the washing machine in 6 weeks.
The only thing I could think of is if the game's on a set. It was tip off at 7, something like that.
Yeah, 7.
Only thing I could think of is they probably started going at it around noon. Right, started drinking, doing their thing.
Some of that for sure, but
and then just stumbled into
it. Wasn't drunken behavior; it was slovenly behavior. It's just dirtiness. It's just
every student. Yeah, every student that you walked by, you should say, "Clean yourself up."
They give you a little beer stamp on your hand. I'm like, I have a gray beard. I feel like I'm safe. I feel like I've got a chance to do this. But Viejas Arena, by the way, Slee. 9 out of 10, and they would have got a 10 had that dog not been allowed in the arena.
The dog is that stuck out to you.
Was it one?
Well,
because
it's such a bowl, right?
Right in front of me, there was a dog, so I'm assuming there was more than one.
Those kind of arenas are perfect for college basketball.
Yeah,
it's just you feel like everybody's on top of you.
Yeah,
it's got that feel to it.
And dogs. And the dog. I showed you the picture. The dog was wearing a Machado jersey.
Yeah, he had a Machado. Yeah. Maybe that's why you didn't like the dog. Maybe the dog was fine, and then you saw Machado, and then that bothered you.
I am a Dodger fan, so I'm kind of like having an aversion to the Padres. Just generally speaking, it had nothing. It could have had a Steve Garvey jersey on, and I would have like, get your damn dog out of here. It's a basketball game. Like this wasn't like a blind person that needed the dog to get to their seat. He just had the dog and a baby Bjorn. Hey, let's go Aztecs. Hey, why do you have a dog? Stop.
I don't know why there's a dog there. I didn't know that arena has dogs.
Dog laid.
I've never seen a dog at that arena.
Put your feet.
Sure, sure.
And emotional on a little support blanket. Dog. People need emotional support at all times.
The dog
had a seat. The dog actually had his own seat.
Did you play pickleball this weekend?
Okay, so I don't know what to make of this. We played Thursday, Berg, Jorge, AK, we played on Thursday. So then I decided, Friday I already knew, Lakers had a game, I'm not going to play. But I'm like, maybe on Saturday I'm going to play. I did not play, just so you know. I did not do that. But you know what I did do, looking out for us, because we're going to play on Thursday, and we already got our four that we're going to be playing with. I drove by the pickleball courts Friday after the show to see like, all right, hey, is it busy? Yeah, yeah, is it not busy? Because at 4:30, 4:45 when we went, it was freaking
jammed.
Stacked. It was jammed. So I drove by, but I was kind of telling myself, I'm like, are you really driving by a pickleball court? Like, are you really? Like, it just kind of, I was scouting. Like, it looked kind of funny. But the courts, there were people there, but definitely nothing like it's going to be at 4:45, so we'll be good to go.
All right, so Slee and I and some others here at 7:10, we're going to have a little practice session coming up on Thursday because we've got our inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament coming up March 18th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. It's there at Miles Square Park. If you want to come out and watch, reserve seating is available. You can register for that at ESPNLA.com. Of course, it's open to everybody. So come on out, hang out, press the flesh, get to know everybody, maybe have a beer, just kind of chit-chat a little bit along the way. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. And there will be TVs to watch your college basketball games. There's Pop a Shot. There's pickleball demos and lessons. There's a kid zone. So bring your kids. Don't feel like, I don't want to watch kids. Bring them with you. Beer garden, complimentary food and drinks. There's a DJ. There's entertainment, prizes, giveaways, 360 photo booth, and lots more. So come on out with us. March 18th, we start at 10 a.m., Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley.
Okay, so we're talking about this. So Lakers sitting in 10th, sort of in 10th, whatever the case is. Two things happen on Friday and on Sunday. One was consistent. The other one is kind of the difference. And I think this is going to actually determine where the Lakers are the rest of the way. Friday night, AD at 38. So it's not like AD had a bad game on Friday night.
Right.
Sunday afternoon, AD at 39. It's not like AD had a bad game. He's kind of unstoppable in both those games. The difference is between those two games, I think you and I have talked a little bit about this. Without Bron, without D'Angelo, even if AD has amazing nights, it's still not going to determine the game. So I use Friday as a good example. They had three guys scoring double figures on Friday. Yesterday they had, I want to say, six guys scoring double figures. The difference right now for the Lakers in both of those games is Austin Reeves going to have a good game or is he not? Is Dennis Schroeder going to have a good game or is he not? Is Troy Brown going to hit some open shots? Is Beasley, Vanderbilt, kind of go down the list? That's kind of the difference. So I think that the Lakers getting the win on yesterday, I thought they just needed to split the weekend, however you got it. I'd have thought they would have beat Minnesota and not beat Golden State, but it went in reverse. They had to split the weekend. So they did it. They accomplished it. But that really truly is the difference. For as much heat as Anthony Davis gets, sounds good. It's okay. Give AD as much heat as possible. It has less to do with what he does on the court. It has more to do if he's available or if he's not available. But AD was there for both of those games over the weekend. But that's not always going to tell the story of whether the Lakers are going to win that game or not. AD can go off tomorrow and have 45-15. It's not a guarantee they win if he does that. It it's going to depend on what everybody else does.
He was terrific yesterday. Like, there's no qualifier. He was terrific. I thought, especially in the fourth quarter last night or yesterday afternoon, the way he passed the ball, I thought was brilliant. Mm-hmm. He got a couple of where you could tell the Warriors were crashing on him. They're going to double, if not triple him at some points. And he found the open guy every time for easy buckets. I thought he was great. He made shots. He was in the paint. He was physical. Like, he was really, really good. Yeah. And I have nothing to add to it on that. And then I hope it happens again tomorrow. That's where I am with AD. Let's do it again. Cross my fingers and hope that it happens. I did think that Friday, and not necessarily the game that they lost to Minnesota, which, you know, they're going to lose some games, I thought that Darvin's reaction after the game was interesting, because that's the first time really all season long.
Called him out?
Yeah. And no, there was no ambiguity. It was very clearly, you guys didn't play hard. He used the word urgency over and over and over again. He talked about, this is what we do for a living. This is not, you know, digging ditches, which is a cliche that we've heard, but this was a different lane for Darvin Ham to be in. It's the home stretch, right? He's really trying to get his guys to come out here. What, how many games do they have left? 17?
17 now.
Yeah, so 17 games left. There is no more, well, you're going to have a bad night or something. It's like, no, we got to bring it every single night. He challenged him. You know, Minnesota had their hand in our chest. And all of those pieces of language that are, dude, you cannot just, what, you're not good enough, we're not good enough, we don't have enough cushion, we can't just kind of have a night where we're gonna just, tonight's not the night. You got to fight for this. They come out a couple of nights later yesterday afternoon against Golden State, and it wasn't totally different, but it was different. They played a better team, played well, did a pretty good job against Steph. But
there's something to what you said.
You're gonna have to do it again. It's not just I'm gonna you know, smack you at one time because you did something I don't like. He's gonna have to do it a lot over the course of these last 17 games, because the margin of error is virtually zero.
And what I think the message he was trying to make on Friday after the game was, listen, it's not just we have to play a good game. Minnesota has something to play for. Golden State has something to play for. Memphis has something to play for tomorrow. They're trying to hold off the Sacramento Kings for number two. This weekend, Toronto is trying to stay in that top 10. New York has won 9 or 10 games in a row, won at Boston yesterday. That's coming up a week from yesterday on Sunday. I think the point he was trying to make is you can't just – yet teams also have something to play for as well. It's not like they're hanging out and, you know, that sense of urgency only comes from one side of it. Every team that plays the Lakers has something to play for. That's just kind of the way the schedule has lined up. That's just, these are the teams that they have in front of them. I thought yesterday was interesting because they went up 20.
Yeah.
And they went up 32-12, okay? And then they went through this really long stretch where they just couldn't hit a bucket. And it's the Warriors. Warriors are going to start hitting threes.
The Warriors do the same thing, too. The Warriors fall behind a lot frequently.
They did that in that 5-game winning streak. They were falling behind in all those games. By the way, what's so crazy? Do you know what their record is on the road?
It's terrible. It's like 7-15 or something crazy.
I think
like
it's
that.
7-24.
Yeah, it's
something
bad.
Like that. Okay,
they're a bad road team.
But by the way, that's just so off brand for the Warriors or a championship type of team. But Lakers went up 20. Warriors came all the way back. By halftime, it's a 1-point game. Lakers have a 1-point lead. The one kind of this doesn't happen often. I was just waiting for the Warriors to just, okay, Warriors are going to go up by five, and they're going to go up by eight. Like, I was just waiting for that. The Lakers never gave the lead up.
No, they didn't.
So I think early on in the
game, every time they needed a big shot, they got it.
They got it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of one of those. It was weird where even at the end where Klay hits a big three, Steph hits a big three. Now they got it down to two. Then they came back and still hit some big shots.
When Klay hit that corner three, when DiVincenzo drove to the basket, yep. you felt like he was going to go up and try to get a lay-in, maybe get an and-one.
Sets up Klay.
And he kicks it. And, I mean, Klay Thompson wide open in the corner. He's not going to miss that one very often. And he didn't. That was when you're like, uh-oh.
Yep.
And they didn't. They kept it together. They fought hard. Anthony Davis was great. And it's just – I've touched the stove too many times, right? I touched it too many times. Like, okay, this is it. That was the moment that's like, okay, good win. Nicely done. Go do it again against Memphis.
But I think that's the right – I think watching Lakers basketball all season long, unless everyone was healthy, I think that's the right thing to take. That what you just said about, I'm not going to walk in – tomorrow thinking Lakers are going to dominate Memphis. Why would I think that? Even without Ja Morant. Yeah, well, I think each one of these games is like that.
We'll talk about Ja and why he's not going to be there. That's a bizarre one as well. But not before we do a little Ask Slee. 877-710-ESPN if you want to do it on the phone. 877-710-3776. Ask Slee coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
ESPN. One more time. 877-710-3776. If you want to do it on the phone, like Alex in Torrance did. Alex, hashtag Ask Slee. What do you got?
Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday.
So, thank you. Over the weekend, I went to a broomball birthday party. I didn't even think broomball still existed. So my question is, have you guys ever done broomball, and is there anything more dangerous than broomball on an ice rink?
Alex, thanks for calling in.
Do you know what broomball
is?
No,
I do not.
Okay, so broomball is where you go on a hockey rink,
okay,
ice, and you play hockey, only you are not on skates. You're using a broom instead of a hockey stick, and everybody's just kind of running around trying to whack the ball or puck with a broom. And people are slipping and falling. And
I'm breaking my neck. Okay.
So his question, is there anything more dangerous than broom ball on a hockey rink?
I don't think I could think of anything. I'm trying to think what would be... From some of the stuff, the stupid stuff we used to... No, that sounds like the most dangerous thing. That sounds like by far the most dangerous thing. Anything with ice is the most dangerous thing.
Emily, have you played broomball?
Yes, I have. So my sorority, every year, one of the like welcoming things for the girls is to play broomball, and it gets really intense. Like, people get like knocked over. I had one girl like tore her ACL one year. Like, that was bad.
And oh, that's not good.
And then when I was in middle school, we were playing... broomball, but like, I guess it's not really broomball because it's like on a basketball court, so it's kind of, but you still use the same like sticks. I was sitting behind this guy, and he came back, swung back, knocked me right in the head. I passed out, and was concussed at middle school. So yeah, me and broomball don't really mesh.
One of my teammates in high school, his older brother was a very, very good high school baseball player getting ready for the season, broke his ankle playing broomball right before the season started. So yeah, not great. Maybe look, the only thing more dangerous than broomball is probably hockey, because you're going 40 miles an hour on the skates. That seems a little more dangerous, but it's a thing for sure.
If they decide, you know what, this is a great idea, this year we're doing pickleball. Broomball. Next year we're doing broomball. 14 of our on-air and producers will be out with an injury.
Don't give anybody any ideas, Al. This is from Dan Peralta, hashtag Ask Slee. Worst fit, Trav at a college party, Westbrook on an NBA team, or Derek Carr with $100 million?
Berg tried coming in here and telling us that we were too hard on Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr making 100 mil. Listen, if you walked into that fraternity house on Saturday night and it's more of a joke, and I know how every 19 to 22-year-old is going to think of it and be like, awesome, get this guy a beer. That's what they're going to do, okay? Russ on an NBA team, not a good fit right now. It's not the best fit. But why does the Derek Carr of it all getting 100 mil guaranteed, why does that one feel the most, the worst of all the
fits? Let me try to talk you out of it. I think I agree with you. But is it just simply that the price tag, that we haven't gotten used to the fact that 100 million is actually not as bad as we think it is?
Well, you said it. You said, listen, 25 mil a year for an average quarterback in the NFL is kind of the going rate.
Average player at an average price. It just seems when you say 100 million, Derek, you're like, what?
Yes.
Inflation.
150, 100 of it is guaranteed. Maybe that's why. It's just those numbers.
David writes, if time is money, is an ATM a time machine? Hashtag ask Sleep.
If time is money, is an ATM a time machine? I think it is. It kind of holds. Remember back in the day where the only way you could get your money, I mean, for the most part, right? Before the ATMs, Monday through Friday. You're going into the bank.
Or, you might not even be old enough to remember this one. The other way?
Cashing a check.
In the grocery store.
Right.
You'd go to that little desk, that customer service desk at the grocery store, and they'd cash your check.
Your money order or something like that, right? Whatever that some of that stuff was. So in a sense, it is now it's instant, right? Like you could get your money right. I guess it's a little bit of a time machine.
Yeah, well, and it can buy you a good time. Right? Or buy you a really bad time if you spend it inappropriately. But yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. John, I'm in Orlando, and many of my colleagues are in the same hotel. Do I Uber to the nearest CVS for a Modelo 30-pack and drink in my room, or do I risk running into them at one of the hotel bars? Hashtag ask Sleep.
I'm probably just going to the hotel bar. I'm not going to go too far. I'm going to go down the lobby. I'm going to have, if I need to, like to go get that many Modelos, I understand you can go sit in your room. I'm probably going to have a stiff one right out the gate. Just have, you know, a bourbon or something along those lines. And then let me get my beer and I'll go up to the room.
It really depends, right? Like, for instance, I had...
Do you hate your coworkers, I guess?
Not
is one.
Hate, but it just, you know, I'm going to be with them all day long. Presumably he's at a conference, right? They're somewhere off and we're going to be in meetings and breakout groups and all this stuff. All the probably going to have some meals together as well. Wouldn't mind just chilling
having
out
a little
by
your
myself
own.
And kind of relaxing. I went to the hotel bar on Saturday night after Kelly went to her party and ditched me. Not exactly. And I had a great time. Nobody there knew who I was. Nobody was by. Sat down, had one very, very mediocre, old-fashioned watch TV in the bar for a little while and called it a night.
Went up to the room.
It was great, but had somebody bellied up. So what do you think's going on with those the sales reports? I'm like, I don't really want to do this right now. Leave me alone.
If you're drunk enough, you'll give your opinion on the sales report.
Probably should have. You can have somebody do one of the two things for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Pump every tank of gas for you or answer every phone call. It's an easy one for me.
Answer every phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Pumping the gas, not that big of a deal. Pumping the gas once a week. Get some fresh air while you
inhale
the fumes. Yep, while you inhale the fumes. Somebody answering your call is a little baller. That's kind of baller.
Okay.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Good explanation.
Rick.
If you're doing it, this is Rick for Mr. Sliwa. What can I do for you? Not bad. But I don't answer. I don't get any phone calls.
It's just Spectrum. He hasn't paid his bill in a while.
I was going to say, 9 out of 10 phone calls, you don't want to answer at all.
Well, we are doing this. I forgot when we had this conversation. It was recently about leaving voicemails, not leaving voicemails, all that stuff. Then you never have to read another voice. You never have to listen to another voicemail. Somebody's there to answer the phone for you.
Let's go back to the phones. It is Clinton in Venice. Hashtag Ask Slee. What's going on?
What's up, guys? Long time, first time. Just want to say I'm glad you made it back safely, Trav, your college thing. I was just asking because I heard you guys are playing a lot of pickleball, and you know some guys have been known to miss practices.
Yep.
I was wondering if you might want to tell the listeners where you guys are going to be on Thursday in case they want to, you know, come out and maybe join and show off their athletic prowess on the pickleball court. Just a question for you guys.
Al? I don't know if I can give Clinton our location. Taylor's already shaking his head.
You know, guess.
I think this is... We got four right now, Clinton. I mean, what are we supposed to do here?
Wow. Okay.
But here's the truth. Is, here's the truth. We actually have four.
All four of us will be there.
Okay, first of all right, let me explain something. It was closer, okay? But anyway, my point was is that I want to play pickleball with you guys because I need to gauge how good everybody else actually is. It's hard to tell from the video. You need to be able to out there on the court. So that's my athlete.
All right, Clint, we appreciate it. Listen, here's the deal, and I'm not kidding here. What do we do, Trav? We got Burke coming. We got Ron coming. Mm-hmm. You said, hey, let's find a fourth so we can play together. I got it done over the weekend.
Yeah, no, you took care of business. And you the best part is you booked people that will show up. They said they'll be there on a Thursday, and they're going to be there on a Thursday. It's nice. It's got to fill you with a nice sense of satisfaction knowing that
it all comes around.
One more quick late edition here. This is from Chris, the Travis Lee community. Great choice here. SDSU frat party circa 1998. Slee, you are 18, and Trav is the 26-year-old who graduated 4 years ago but still, quote, raging. Trav asked you to hold his legs for a keg stand. Are you holding or walking away saying, this guy's a joke, so he could never hear you?
First off, I was 15, so I don't think I'm...
snuck in.
I wish that was the case. I'm holding your legs. That's all good. It's all good. Now, if you're an idiot there, like if you're the one that's I don't know, trying to cause issues or cause problems, but if you're all good, no issues, no problem, I'll help hold the leg. Get that freaking beer stand.
It's funny. I always went the other way. Like when in high school, you'd see somebody that graduated 2 or 3 years before. You're like, what's that guy doing here? This is weird. And in college too, it's, dude, don't you have a job? Like, why are you still here? Especially if it was
this
frequent.
Is if you know the person.
Regardless, like if I'm 21 at a college party and I see somebody that's 27 and I see him regularly, it's like, dude, don't you have something better to do? Like, I thought the whole idea was to get a job and go live your life.
Hey, can you help me rent a car? Yeah, maybe, just trying to see what can I use this don't person be
the,
for.
If you're the, during the alumni weekend.
That's different. But if you're the oldest guy at a party regularly, you need to find new parties. That's just a good rule of thumb. Lakers have the Grizz on Tuesday night. They will play against them without Ja Morant.
Yep.
And the reason Ja won't be there is pretty bizarre and a little concerning. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.